So I am also a healer, so I use color therapy mainly and also human design, and I help people to release blockages, whatever they are, emotional, subconscious, energetic, mindset, because for me it's about really learning to understand who you are right now.
Welcome to the Phase 4 podcast, inspired by Vishen Lakhiani and Ajit Nawalkar, co-founders of EverCoach, a division of Vine Valley. In this podcast, we speak to coaches and creatives about where they were, where they are, and where they are going. This is the intersection of what we focus on expands, and your story is your superpower. My guest today is Mara Markeshi. She is an intuitive and creative coach and healer, and she's known as the Intuition Queen. And Mara, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, definitely grateful. I kind of always begin with just tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you ended up in this space.
It was through a book. So I'm Italian. I decided to move to London in 2009, and a friend of mine gave me The Secret to read before I left. And she was like, you have to read this. It reminds me so much of you, but also you can learn so much. And I read The Secret while I was here, and it changed my life. I started to be super interested. I had no idea what self-development was up until that point. And it just opened a completely new world for me, and I was obsessed. So I started watching all the videos, read all the books, use all the things they were saying, do the exercises, and then I would see that that would work for me. And I started to suggest those things to my friends and the people that I was working with. But it never occurred to me I could be one of those people because, you know, we're talking about Jack Canfield and Les Brown and Tony Robbins, and they're like massive and millionaires and billionaires. And I was like, I just love looking at those people. And then people started to be like, why don't you become one? And I was like, me? But they're like, yeah, but you can start from small, and you know, you don't have to get to that point, which was like, duh. And that thought kind of stayed with me for a while. And I said I was going to become a coach for quite a few years before I actually did it. It took me to have my dad passing away to get really scared that, you know, my life could end tomorrow, basically. Something can happen tomorrow. And so the year after, I signed up to join my coaching academy, and everything started to unfold from there.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's really a weird dynamic that sometimes it takes losing something to realize that we like losing life to actually start living life.
Yeah, you know, I got caught up into, you know, trying to make more money, get a promotion, but I wasn't really doing what I wanted. I wasn't like, when I was in Italy, I was working in advertising, which was a very fun environment for me to be in, and also very matching my personality. And then when I moved here, things were a bit difficult. And then I started doing other things because I couldn't find a job in advertising. And still, I got caught up into, I need to make this much money because I'm hanging out with these people. And so, and then all of a sudden, it's like I got a massive slap, like, wake up, because you didn't come here to be average like everybody else. You came here to for another reason. And that moment was I thank my dad for going away, because it's kind of like he gave me that push that I needed to really face my fear and, you know, and just do what I said I wanted to do for years at that point. And that opened everything, like what it means, spirituality and all of that things that I now do.
Yeah, beautiful. Maybe tell us a bit more then about the coaching and what you do now, what it looks like, if there's groups, one-on-one, programs, whatever it is.
Yes, so I am also a healer, so I use color therapy mainly and also human design, and I help people to release blockages, whatever they are, emotional, subconscious, energetic, mindset, because for me it's about really learning to understand who you are right now and not who you think you are or who people want you to be. And unfortunately, all of us have grown up thinking that we need to be someone in order to not upset our parents or our peers, our partners, the society, whatever that is. And with those situations come a lot of limitations, and a lot of people cannot be themselves for whatever reason, but they're struggling because they're dead inside, or because, you know, there is this conflict. I want to be this, but I need to be this for someone else. And so the job that I do, my job is to help people free themselves from any kind of limitations. And I do it with color therapy, human design, Reiki, coaching. I channel a lot of information from people because I'm also a psychic. And everything that I've learned in between, you know, whatever I feel resonates with people. I've learned so much. I'm someone that keeps doing stuff, keeps learning. You know, that's for me because I always felt like I was trapped in something. I never wanted to have the life that my parents wanted for me or other people wanted for me, but I was trapped in this, you have to do this, or, you know, having arguments for things that I was like, I just don't want to do this. I'm what they call the black sheep of the family because I'm almost 42 and I'm single. I don't want kids. And for my family, it's just like there is something wrong with you. But for me, it's like I don't think I've ever been so happy to, you know, in me following my dreams and doing all the things. I'm surrounded by amazing people because I created that. And a lot of people that come to me have had to make choices that brought them to places where they're not happy. And so I help them to release whatever they can and change their life in that way.
Yeah, I love it, right? We hear all the time, self-made, but only self-made is like when it's good. People don't say that they're self-made when it's bad, but it's true. No matter what, it's self-made. I feel you with the idea of like living your parents' dream, right? That's what I did for the longest time. And it actually took my father dying almost for me to kind of change. I don't know if change is a word, but it's like the weirdest thing where like I was like under like a spell, or I was under his like trance something. And then once he passed away, it was like a release. So definitely understand that.
Look, and I work with so many people that come to me, they're like, I don't know who I am. Or, you know, things happen, like someone passes away. A lot of my clients maybe are going through divorce, have gone through divorce, they want to divorce, or whatever situation, maybe your business is not thriving anymore, something shifted. You know, that kind of big things that either make you feel very stuck and you don't know what to do, or those tragedies that really shift everything, your perspective. And so from there, I'm always, okay, let's look at who you are right now, what energies are playing up for you, what is your blueprint? Who are you? And then let's go from there. Let's see, like, is it something from the past that you need to release? Is it a big fear? Whatever that is. And everything is possible because I've gone through a lot of things and a lot of obstacles. And I've had to survive some very scary moments in my life. And I've gone through this. So I'm like, you know, it's just like with time, you can change your life, you can better your life. Wherever you want to go, you can get there. And it's just a matter of wanting to make a shift and to change.
Yeah, I agree. And like, yeah, whatever, if you're stuck or you feel stuck right now and it took you 40 years to get here, it's going to take a little bit of time to get the other way around. Probably not as long, but it's not going to happen overnight.
No, exactly. But it's possible, you know? And so I would say, you know, it's going to take the time it's going to take. And as a lot of people say, which I think is true, the universe is only going to give you what you can handle. So you're only going to release emotions and stuff that you can actually handle. Otherwise, you know, it's just like we peel off the layers one step at a time. And by the time we finish working together, either if it's 6 months or a year, promise you there's going to be a major shift. You're going to look back and be like, oh my God, I'm so happy I did this.
Yeah, I love it. You said blueprint. And so now I'm wondering, are you talking human design, gene keys?
I'm talking all of it. So color therapy, it's based on your date of birth. So I can tell you what are your colors, what are your energies, and what is your blueprint of energies. And human design is the same, and gene keys is the same. I'm studying gene keys right now, so I haven't started working with clients about it. But when I started to combine the two things, color therapy and human design, just mind-blowing, because all of a sudden you kind of have a map of you that it's only yours. And what I say to people is like, look, you can listen to what I suggest you to do, because maybe I've gone through that situation before, because you see me as the expert. But at the end of the day, I am talking often, I'm giving you my experience. But if we're looking at your chart, there is a blueprint, and that's you. It's you and cannot be anybody else. So this is who you need to follow. And then whatever comes up from there, I'll help you release it. I'll help you move past it. Or I'll help you to use your strategy in a way that makes sense for you, because now I've done this for so many years that I am able to tell you, okay, look, you're a generator like me. You need to do this and do that, you know. So, but yeah, those are amazing tools that I use to help people, and I'm just obsessed with it.
You want to play right now? I'll play. I'll tell you my birthday if you want.
Oh, tell me your birthday. I can tell you what colors you have.
Okay, October 27th.
Okay, so you have a red and you have gold. So, because gold is your first color, it means that those are the energies you came into this world with. And so you have, you supposedly should have a lot of balanced energy. So a lot of feminine and masculine energy that combine together. But because this is your first energy, you haven't told me your year of birth. Because this is your first energy, I assume that at the beginning of your life, you were in that balance. So I would assume, because you're a man, you probably stay too much in your masculine energy, or I don't know what's your background, but, you know, or in your feminine energy, one of those was more predominant than the other one. And because one was predominant from the other one, you struggle with a few things. And then you have the red, which is the energy of the leader of the, it's a very powerful energy. The person takes action. It's a groundbreaker. But I assume that in the first years for you, that was kind of a conflicting situation, because if you had too much feminine and then you had red, it's like you had a conflict between the feminine and the masculine that was very, very strong. So I would say you probably were lost, and probably now you're finding your way. So you're going, I'm gonna need a couple of more things to get you to the end, but yeah, this is what I would say about you.
It's perfect, man. My whole first part of my life, it was just only masculine, just so much masculine, sports, fighting, power, all this stuff, right? And then blocking away that other side, and now it's like the scale is tipped almost too much, where I have to bring it back to the middle a little.
Yeah, so you are not yet. So color therapy function this way. You have the energy we're born with, the two middle energies, which are the ones you need to use in your lifetime, and the one that takes you to your life mission. The last one is the life mission. And in that, that says a lot about, hold on. Well, you're going to get there. You are a double gold. So you have gold at the beginning and you have gold at the end. And then you have indigo, which is the color that it comes before the life mission. So you are right in the middle right now at some point, or maybe you're right now in the indigo color, so you're more in your feminine. Okay, so you technically are very balanced because you have golden on both sides at the beginning and the end, and then you have red, which is a very masculine color, and indigo, which is a very feminine color. I just see a very... You need to figure out what is your personal way to balance this energy, because red is really tends to be stronger for you to get into, which is the masculine, the powerhouse, and I have to go, and it's this or that. And then the indigo part is the part of you that is more into your feminine, more wisdom, more connected. But it feels to me that you're struggling with that still. So that part of you that probably was from your past, and that you've been used to, and it's a lot of habit there, oftentimes comes back and kind of wants to take over. So you need to find a way to balance that up, and tell yourself there are times where you can use your masculine and that's okay, and times and they don't need to be in conflict with one another. But that's something you need to tell your younger self, because your younger self doesn't think that's okay. So there is a part of you within you that maybe you're not aware of, maybe you are, that is still kind of like, yeah, but no. And once you make peace with that part of you, at that point, you're going to find even more balance. Because you're meant to also, it's sort of, gold is also the color of abundance. So the more you find that balance within, you're going to find a lot of balance and abundance without.
Nice.
Make sense?
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. A lot of sense. Yeah, I love it. There's something you're saying where the younger self is trying to come back. In psychology, it's called spontaneous recovery. And it doesn't happen with like the younger self, but it's the same idea where you break a habit, an addiction, whatever. And it might be 2 years, 10 years, right? And then it tries to come back like one last time. It's always trying to come back. So I think young told us, like, integrate the shadow. So take those ugly parts or those parts that you don't like, and just there, it's trying to come back. What's the reason why?
Yeah, and for me, it's like, okay, so why didn't you like that part? Is it because that part takes you to where you are now, you're not happy where you are? Is it because that part was a part of your life where you were in pain? Well, that part of your life simply needs a little bit of compassion and love, because until you find love for that part of yourself, you can't find whatever else you're looking for. So I would say just sit down with that part of yourself and give it love and compassion and forgiveness, because that part of yourself was just doing what that part of yourself need what to do. And we don't grow up with a map of, okay, you do this and that's correct, and we just have to figure it out as we go.
Yeah, it's true, right? We do it as people, as we grow, like we just do the best with what we can at the time. And I think, yeah, powerful message. So there's a lot, right? So you have Reiki, color therapy, self-love, manifestation, intuition, cosmic messaging, human design, jinkies. How would you determine which tool to use with a person? Is there like a standard kind of like entry when you first meet someone, like fill this out so I can figure out what I'm going to help you with?
Yeah. So right now, as we speak, I only have one offer that you can take, which is called Soul Alchemy. And it's based with undo channeling and color therapy. And then eventually, I will start to also do human design reading on its own. But right now, all of those tools, because I took a pause from the online business for like 18 months, and I literally came back this month, the beginning of the year. And so I was working with clients offline, but I was completely away from the online. And when I came back, I took a little bit of time to figure out what I wanted to do. If you went on my website 3 months ago, you would find human design readings and this program that combines everything and oracle card reading and color therapy. And when I looked at it, I was like, okay, over the last 2-3 years, I know I've become extremely more powerful in the way I channel, in the way I talk about what I do and everything and what I can help you with. But coming back to the online space was slightly overwhelming for me. And so it's like the only way for me to get back in a way that doesn't become overwhelming is if I just narrow it down to one thing and then eventually I start to add up. So right now you can have all of those tools if you work with me for 3, 6 months, 12 months. So if you work with me for a longer period, we're going to dive into everything that, and then also sometimes some people don't need certain things. So that's for sure. You're going to do emotional healing with me, energy healing with me. I'll do all of those kind of things because that's part of. But sometimes people are more the kind of people where I need to use more human design because it's more scientific rather than color therapy that some people are like, yeah, whatever. You know, so it depends who we're working with. There isn't a thing that I do with everybody because I think we are all so different that we'll see. If it's time for me to do a color therapy session with you and we are right in the middle of our program, cool. That's what you need right now. If not, we'll continue to do whatever. But I go with my intuition and what messages I get from the person I'm working with.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for that. So ask everybody this question. This is the Phase 4 podcast, and Phase 4 in the 6-phase meditation by Vishen Lakhiani is all about creating a future 3 years out. So where's Mara 3 years from today?
Oh, where is she? Oh, wow. She is traveling the world and working from wherever she wants. She speaks at events and her business is thriving. Her personal life is thriving. That's where I see myself. And I have my own place because right now I'm sharing.
That's awesome. Anyone listening on the audio, go check out the video. When I asked that question, you started lighting up. Your eyes got bigger, big smile. And it's all dream, right? So it's playful, creative. Your brain's going playing, and that's what it's all about. I think we have to, especially if you don't know your purpose and you're not happy, you have to dream and play and get back into that childlike state.
Yeah. And you know, you talked about purpose, and that's a question that I get asked a lot. How do I find my purpose? And sometimes it's easy for me to work with people that already have something going on. But a lot of people don't know because maybe they're also stuck in what they're doing. And I'm like, just follow whatever makes you feel good and all the things that are fun for you. And let's stop going with the idea that if I like, I don't know, let's say I like playing poker and that's going to be my purpose. Maybe, but maybe not. But in you doing what you love doing the most, first of all, you raise your energy and you start to get into that sense of like, oh my God, I love this. You meet people that are in that space. You start to connect some of the dots, and maybe from that thing that you're doing for fun, something else comes along. Someone talks to you about something. In that particular thing, you learn there is another bit that actually interests you more and you start to want to do more of that. And those little breadcrumbs will take you where your purpose is, which is already within you. But until you waken yourself up, that purpose cannot come up to you. It's not something like, oh, okay, so I went to an event with Vishen in November, and this lady next to me were talking, and she asked a question to Vishen, and she was like, so I asked ChatGPT what kind of business I should have, and ChatGPT gave me those 5 possibilities, and I saw Vishen's face that was like, you can't have a business because ChatGPT said he didn't say anything on, but you could tell from the expression. I was like, where is your passion? Like, where is that thing that you can actually be awake at night and you just cannot stop working on?
Yeah.
Because otherwise it becomes automatic and you're just going to, at some point, it's just going to be too much. It's going to be overwhelming. Something happens. You're not going to be able to want to carry on. But yeah, so that's how you find your purpose, in my opinion.
Yeah, you got to play with it, find your passion, what you used to like when you were a kid before people told you not to like it, and then follow your attention. Where does it go? So I have so many different projects. I'm almost like your website where it's like, what does this guy even do? Because there's so many different things. And like, sometimes I'm like, need to finish this, but my attention goes here. And I used to force it back over here. And now I'm like, no, man, just go there. Something happens in that space. The project moves along. And then this one actually ends up being easier afterwards.
Yeah.
That event you went to, was that the money one? Finance?
Yeah, the financial freedom. Yeah.
At the exact same weekend, I was at Supercoach one with Ajit in Austin, Texas, and you guys were doing that in London, England on the same weekend, yeah. Which was, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And so I ask everyone from my own personal, I'm just curious when I give you the booking link about some authors, mentors you like, and I find what happens is I get some book recommendations that maybe I didn't know, but this one, yours are all very close to my heart. So maybe what are some books or mentors that helped you along your way?
Well, Jack Canfield for sure, because I also actually went to Breakthrough to Success in 2018. And so I met him and I did all the things. So for me, somehow I resonated a lot with his energy when I first saw him in The Secret. Well, I read him in The Secret and then I started watching YouTube videos. Yeah. So he's been actually someone that I met and actually helped me a lot. So, and I absolutely love his energy and everything. I love Joe Dispenza because everything that he says makes sense. And but yeah, and then who else can I tell you that I haven't put there? There are so many, but mainly it's just like, depending on the period of my life, there would be someone. I didn't put in there Abraham Hicks, but I think also what she talks about always resonated. Gabby Bernstein, I read a lot of her books, The Universe Has Your Back and Manifestor. And when I discovered her, and she had, I think she had just came out with The Universe Has Your Back, just reading that book was like, oh my God. And it really helped me change the way I was thinking about myself. And that there are so many, but I guess those are the ones that helped me the most.
Yeah, I love it. The reason why I say that is because like the same people, right? Like, especially Joe Dispenza, the way he does it, it's like, okay, like, this is a starting point. You know what I mean? If you're stuck, if you don't know, if you don't understand, just the way he takes science and spirituality and he just, oh, okay, I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's very helpful for me because I tend to not be able to explain things scientifically because I've never been interested in that. I've always been that kind of person. Look, this is how it works. So you can try or not. It works for me. So I don't care. I'm that kind of person that is like, I don't care where it comes from, if it's scientific. If you that maybe you're coaching me, you have 100 certifications or none, I don't care. Like, what I care is that I was here and I did what you told me. I did what is there, and it works. And I continue to do this and it worked. And I share this with my clients and it worked. So that's enough for me. But you know, it's sometimes I have clients that are more analytical and I'm all creative, intuitive. So I'm all up here. But sometimes I have clients that are very analytical. And so that helps me a lot to explain in a better way what exactly I'm doing.
Yeah, I love it. I guess as we begin to wind down, if this episode resonates with you, please like, subscribe, share, follow, but no hard sell, and reach out to Mara. She's got a whole toolbox full of everything that can help you move your goals, get results. If you've been listening to this conversation, it's quite clear that there's been parts throughout that Mara's talking about her own journey and how she's got coached by different people along the way and almost how it never ends. Kaizen, the Japanese word for continuous improvement. We always have to be learning. And I think, what's his name? Tom Bilyeu on Impact Theory says, like, the only way to be truly anti-fragile is to be a lifelong learner, because then you don't think you know everything. You're a little bit more humble and you're always moving forward. And it's like, from the scientific point there, your brain will always continue to grow and you won't just get stagnant. So
I agree.
Mara, I kind of, before I ask my final questions, I kind of let the guest take it wherever you want. So if you have something to sell, sell it. If you're going on a trip, tell us about it. You have a book or some event you're going to, or even just a message of hope, let us know.
Well, thank you. Well, if someone wants to get in touch with me, I'm on theintuitionqueen.com. And I also have a podcast called Intuitive Queens. And a message from me would be, just don't be afraid to discover who you really are and how powerful you can become. Because, like, changing your life, it's not always complicated. It doesn't have to be painful, but it's possible. And you being yourself is the best thing you could do for you and for the people around you.
I love it. I think Marianne Williamson quote, I might have said it last week, but you just reminded me. Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Oof. Every time I read it, it's just like, whoa, it's so true. So yeah. Step into your greatness, right? And then maybe one more part. So intuitionqueen.com, the podcast as well with the same name, and then Facebook group, Soulful Success Community.
Blueprint. It's called Soulful Success Blueprint. And also you can find me on Instagram as The Intuition Queen or on LinkedIn as Mara Marchesi.
Beautiful. Usually my final questions, how can people reach you? But maybe any events coming up that you're going to go attend? Or
I want to go, but it's going to happen in November. So I want to go to Florida to see Jody Spenza. So not for now, but that's something that I'd love to do. So hopefully.
Is that at Marco Island?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'd love to do that. Also, because I'm obsessed with the States. So whatever chance I get to go there, I'll take it. But for now, I'm just focusing on rebuilding my business and just enjoying things. And so nothing planned also, because I'm not a big planner. I kind of like to go with the flow.
Go with the flow. All right. Well, Mara, I'm so grateful for your time today. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Thank you. That was such an amazing conversation. Thank you so much.